Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Today, I'd like to share a psalm about the Messiah. Though David penned Psalm 22, what he wrote are the words of Jesus when he was crucified centuries later. Clearly, David spoke as a true prophet of God. In fact, the prophetic details are breathtaking. Listen to these comparisons. First, David wrote,
My God, why have you abandoned me?
Now, listen to what Matthew wrote. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, my God, why have you abandoned me? Now, listen to what David wrote next.
Everyone who sees me mocks me. They sneer and shake their heads.
Now, in comparison with David's words, here's what we read in Matthew 27. Those who passed by were yelling insults at him, shaking their heads. Finally, David wrote,
They divided my garments among themselves, and they cast lots for my clothing.
Yes, these are David's words, but listen to what John wrote centuries later.
So they said to one another, Let's not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see who gets it.
Well, in view of these incredible comparisons, let's remember this principle to live by. When we're reminded of Christ's sufferings on the cross, we should never cease to worship Him from the depths of our hearts.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.